Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So this morning we read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Hiranyakasipu's plan to become immortal. Text number 28. Nama.
Nama.
Adhyaya.
Adhyaya.
Vijaya.
Vijaya.
Jnana.
Jnana.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Murtaye.
Murtaye.
Pranindriya.
Pranindriya.
Mano.
Buddhi.
Buddhi. Vikare.
Vikare.
Vyaktim.
Vikyam.
And you say,
Nama
Adhyaya Vijaya.
Nama Adhyaya Vijaya.
Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Vikare Vyaktim, and you say,
Vikare Vyaktim, and you say,
Nama Adhyaya Vijaya. Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Vikara Vyaktim Iyuse.
Vikara Vyaktim Iyuse.
Nama Adhyaya Vijaya.
Nama Adhyaya Vijaya.
Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Jnana Vijnana Murtaye.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Pranindriya Mano Buddhi.
Vikare Vyaktim Iyuse.
Nama.
I offer my respectful obeisances. Adhyaya. Unto the original living creature. Vijaya. The seed of the cosmic manifestation. Jnana.
Of knowledge.
Vijnana. And of practical application. Murtaye. Unto the deity or form. Prana. Of the life air. Indriya. Of the senses. Mana. Of the mind. Buddhi. Of the intelligence. Vikarai. By transformations. Vyaktim. Manifestation. Iyuse. Who has obtained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. I offer my respectful obeisances to the original personality within this universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant and who can apply his mind and realize intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is, therefore, the cause of all manifestations. Purport. The Vedanta Sutra begins by declaring that the Absolute Person is the original source of all creation, janmadyasya yataha. One may ask whether Lord Brahma is a Supreme Absolute Person. No. The Supreme Absolute Person is Krishna. Brahma receives his mind, intelligence, materials, and everything else from Krishna. And then he becomes the secondary creator, the engineer of this universe. In this regard, we may note that the creation does not take place accidentally because of the explosion of a chunk. Such nonsensical theories are not accepted by Vedic students. The first created living being is Brahma, who was endowed with perfect knowledge and intelligence by the Lord, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Although Brahma is the first created being, he is not independent, for he receives help from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his heart. There was no one but Brahma at the time of creation, and therefore he receives his intelligence directly from the Lord through the heart. This has been discussed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma is described in this verse as the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, and this applies to his position in the material world. There are many, many such controllers, all of whom are created by the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. This is illustrated by an incident described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the Brahma of this particular universe was invited by Krishna to Dwarka. He thought that he was the only Brahma. Therefore, when Krishna inquired from his servant which Brahma was at the door to visit, Lord Brahma was surprised. He replied that, of course, Lord Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, was waiting at the door. Later, Lord Brahma asked Krishna why he had inquired which Brahma had come. He was then informed that there are millions of other Brahmas because there are millions of universes. Krishna then called all the Brahmas, who immediately came to visit him. The Chaturmukha Brahma, the four-headed Brahma of this universe, thought himself very insignificant creature in the presence of so many Brahmas with so many heads. Thus, although there is a Brahma who was the engineer of each universe, Krishna is the original source of all of them. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kotuva Chalam Pangunam Haite Green Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sri Gurum Ninatarnam Vanshikapa Chibhyascha Kripa Sandhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasi Gaurama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, Lord Brahma is showing that he's in somewhat of an illusion, thinking that Lord Brahma is the original creator, creating all the universes. Of course, there's a lot of confusion in India about who the Supreme is. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he was preaching, many times the Indians, they would say, well, why Krishna? Why Krishna? Why not Shiva? Why not Brahma? Why not Ganesh? So it was not easy preaching here in the beginning. And therefore he went to fresher pastures where there wasn't so much information about different gods. In America, there's no understanding of God. There's Jesus Christ. Many of us grew up Christians, but Jesus said he's sitting at the right-hand side of God. There's very little information of God. He's the creator, he's the enjoyer, he's the omniscient, he's omnipotent, like this. There's very little information. So Prabhupada comes to America, and he very purely and very powerfully says that Krishna is God. And because it was so powerful and so purely presented, many of us accepted Krishna's God. So we didn't have to think, well, what about this God? What about that God? No. So we accept. So Prabhupada appreciated that. It's fresh. You know, they didn't have all the contamination, speculation. Of course, there's still a lot of contamination, speculation there. I remember I was distributing books one time in the Los Angeles airport, and I approached one man, showed him the book, and asked, what kind of work do you do? He said, well, I'm God. Oh, big position you have there. So I said, well, one of the characteristics of God is that He knows everything. Can you tell me what I'm thinking? He said, yes, you're thinking I'm a rascal. I said, very good, you're right. But I was also thinking of a number. Can you tell me that? No. So there's a lot of cheating. A lot of cheating going on. Prabhupada, one time he was at a hall in Ireland. And devotees arranged a big program at a hall. And there's about 500 people there. A good crowd showed up. And after Prabhupada spoke very strongly, one man stood up. He had a long black coat on, and he started speaking. And he went on for maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes just speaking speculation. And finally he said, I am God. And Prabhupada paused for a while. And then he looked down at the man. He said, you are not God. You are dog. And everyone in the hall stood up and started clapping because of Prabhupada's strong response to this rascal. Standing ovation for Prabhupada. Prabhupada was impressed that they were so religious in Ireland. They appreciated that this person had been smashed. So of course he was very much humbled by Prabhupada's powerful response. So yeah, there's a lot of speculation, there's a lot of cheating going on throughout the world. Yeah. So many gods. See, the Prabhupada said there's so many countries where they're doing export business. And India's main export is gods. Yeah. Every few months, another god is being exported out of India. So it's very unfortunate. We're very fortunate that we've come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, who's given us a clear understanding of who God is. In the Vedas, it's stated, or in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarva shupava matas sarva pavarta iti madhva bhavajantimam buddha bhavasana. That Krishna, He is the source of everything. Everything is coming from Krishna. And those who understand this, they worship Krishna with all their hearts. They want to serve Krishna. They understand Krishna, He's the Supreme Personality of God, the source of all material and spiritual worlds. And they want to serve Him with all their hearts. So this is the result of understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They want to serve Him with all their hearts. Srila Prabhupada one time was in Europe, in one of these cold countries, and he was on a morning walk with some devotees. And as Prabhupada was walking, he had his cane, and there was these puddles with a little ice covering them. So Prabhupada would walk a few meters and he would smash one of these ice puddles. And then he would walk a few meters and he would see another, and he would smash it again. And one devotee started thinking, maybe there's a message behind this. You know, Prabhupada's a very mysterious person. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, is there any meaning behind your smashing these little ice puddles here? And Prabhupada said, yes. The original nature of the soul is warm, or the heart of the soul originally is warm and soft. Just like this water here, originally in its natural position, it's warm and soft. Now, because it's come in contact with the cold, it's become hard and cold. So the living entity similarly has come in contact with Maya. And therefore the heart has become hard and cold. So I have come to smash that. And he has to some degree. Many of us had hard hearts and we were cold. But coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, coming in contact with these transcendental literatures, we've become softened. Heart has become a little warmed. Anybody feel that? A change in heart? That's a natural thing that happens by taking into Krishna consciousness, that we become purified. So this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedyam Pavitram Omkaram. He says, I am that which purifies. So any way we come in contact with Krishna, we get purified. Chanting his names, reading the literatures that are given to us by Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam. In any way we come in contact with Krishna, we get purified. Why? Because he's the Supreme Personality of God. And therefore it stated, Isa Vashyam Vidang Sarvam Yad Kinchit Jagat Jam Jagat Chena Chakena Bhuja Magradha Kashya Svidhana. That everything that exists is owned and controlled by Krishna. Therefore we should only accept that which we need, as our quote, and not accept more, knowing well to whom everything belongs. So everything and everyone is controlled by Krishna. But Krishna, he is not controlled by anyone except for his devotees, especially Radharani. Just like here in Vrindavan, Krishna, he was playing with the cowherd boys. And lunchtime came. So Rohini came to get Krishna and Balaram to take lunch. And they pretty much ignored him and just kept playing. So she thought, well, maybe Yasoda can get them. So she said, Yasoda, I'm trying to bring the boys, they're not coming. Maybe you can get the boys to come and take lunch. So Yasoda went there, Krishna and Balaram, come on, we're going to take lunch, come. And they also didn't listen to her, kept playing with the boys. And finally Yasoda said, your father, Nandamars, he's waiting for you to take lunch. Come. And as soon as they heard that, they took off. All right, we've got to go take lunch. We don't want him to wait for us. So they went. And then the boy said, oh, wait, Krishna. We've just come to the summit of our playful times, and now you're leaving? You can't leave. And they even threatened him. If you leave now, we're not going to play with you anymore. Now Krishna's getting, he's in a fix here. You know, what am I going to do? You know, Nandamars wants to take him. They want to play, they're threatening, they're not going to play with us anymore. So he's like, what to do? So then Yasoda shouted at him, what do you think you are, a street boy or something? Come on, take prasad. And then he went. So he's controlled by the cowherd boys. He's controlled by Mother Yasoda. And Mother Yasoda was heating up some milk. Krishna came and he wanted some milk. He wanted to be breastfed. So she was feeding him. And then the milk started boiling over. So she went to take care of the milk. And Krishna wasn't very happy about that, that she had left. So he broke the pot of yogurt and started eating it. And then he went away, in fear of being punished. And then Mother Yasoda came back and she saw the mischief that Krishna had done. And he saw the little footprints, the yogurt there. And then she finally caught him. And she was going to punish him with a stick. But he became so fearful that he was practically in the point of tears, so she didn't want him to be too fearful. So she thought, I won't. She threw the stick away, but she thought he has to be punished. So she was going to tie him up. So she got this rope. And the rope was too short. So she got some more rope. Too short. Got some more rope. Too short. Now the ladies, the gopis, the elderly gopis, they started seeing this scene, and they were like, wow, this is getting interesting here. And they said to Yasoda, Mother Yasoda, can't you see? This boy, he's not a normal boy. You can't tie him up. She said, no, I'm going to tie him up. Even if I have to get all the rope in Vrindavan, I'm going to tie him up. So Krishna, seeing her endeavor, was impressed. She's so determined. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, actually it was 2 inches too short, or 2 fingers. It says sometimes it's 2 inches, sometimes 2 fingers. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says these 2 fingers represent the determination of the devotee and, anybody remember? The mercy of Krishna. So we have to be very determined to serve Krishna, to get the mercy of Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. But that's not all that's needed. We also need the mercy of Krishna. We have to get that mercy of Krishna. And that comes by this determination. So Krishna allowed himself to be tied up. Now here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is allowing himself to be tied up by Mother Yasoda. So he's controlled by the love of Mother Yasoda, of the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is in his house and he told Krishna, Krishna, can you bring my shoes please? So Krishna immediately went to get his shoes and he's going back to Nanda Maharaj with the shoes on his head, getting the mercy of Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna also likes to serve. When we chant Hare Krishna, we're praying for service. Right? This is the essence of the Hare Krishna mantra. We're praying for service. Krishna also likes to serve his devotees. Even there's one pastime. One devotee, he was writing. And the thought came to his mind that Krishna becomes the humble servant of Srimati Radharani. And it just didn't sit right with him. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. How does he become the humble servant? So he thought he would think about it for a while. So he told his wife, I'm going to go bathe in the river and then come back, take prasad. So he went, he bathed, came back, and to his astonishment, his wife was honoring prasad. And he said to his wife, I'm very surprised, Devi. You always wait till I'm finished taking prasad, then you take prasad. I've never seen this before. You're taking prasad. And she said, Prabhu, you took prasad. You said you're going to go bathe. Then you're going to come back, take prasad. And then you went into your room and you wrote. No. I didn't take prasad. I'm not hungry. Excuse me, I'm hungry. I didn't take prasad. So then he said, I went into my room and wrote. So he went into his room and he saw written in golden letters, Krishna becomes the humble servant of Srimati Radharani. So then he figured it out. That was Krishna that came back. So she had cooked for Krishna, and Krishna honored prasadam, and he left remnants there, and she was eating the remnants of Krishna. So He explained to her what had happened, that actually that wasn't me, that was Krishna, disguised as me. So what you're eating right now is the remnants of Krishna. Is there any left? So she gave him some of the remnants there. So, Krishna, he likes to serve his devotees. He's controlled by his devotees. Just like devotees, we want to be controlled by Krishna. Isn't it? We want to be controlled by Krishna. Krishna wants to be controlled by his devotees. So this is the loving exchange. Love means service. If you love someone, naturally, you want to serve them. Naturally. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Savai Pungsan Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hoksan Haiti Kyapiti Dai Yatma Supersidity. That the supreme occupational duty for all living entities is that by which one can engage in loving devotional service. And such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this is a very high standard of service. No motivation other than to please Krishna. So this is what Krishna is looking for. And uninterrupted, very high standard of service. Uninterrupted, unmotivated. And if we do that, if we come to that level, then he gives himself. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there's two reasons why it's very difficult to engage in pure devotional service. One is that one actually has to be completely attached to Krishna to attain pure devotional service. So now we have other attachments. How do we know what we're attached to? What are we thinking of? If we're thinking of Krishna, then we're attached to Krishna. If we're thinking of the opposite sex, then this is what our attachment is. This is our attachment. If we're thinking of some name, fame, adoration, this is our attachment. So we should pray to Krishna to become free of all these other attachments that we have that are keeping us bound to this material world. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Machchitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishasi atachatum ahunkaram nashoshasi vananshasi. He says, if you become conscious of me, you'll cross over all the obstacles on your path to pure devotional service. If, however, you act out of false ego and you don't hear me, then you'll be lost. So there's a lot of obstacles on this path to pure devotional service. But if we simply think of Krishna, then Krishna, he'll remove these obstacles. And the other reason that it's difficult to attain pure devotional service is because he simply doesn't give it easily. Now, why doesn't he give it easily? The reason is because he's controlled by his pure devotees, by those who are engaged in pure devotional service. So he doesn't want to be controlled by just anybody, right? He's not stupid. He's very intelligent. So he knows each and every little attachment in our heart. And when he sees that our only attachment is in serving him, then he gives himself. He gives this pure devotional service. So this is the goal. And it's a wonderful goal. And even though we're not on that level yet, well, I guess I should say I'm not on that level. Maybe there's some of you who are on that level. Still, it's a nice process. One time a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you do for recreation? Prabhupada said, well, we chant, we dance, we take prasad. We're probably the only people in the world that are dancing at 4:30 in the morning. Such a nice process. Dancing at 4:30 in the morning. There might be some other people dancing, but they're the ones that are intoxicated from the night before. But we're the only ones that start our day 4:30, chanting, singing, dancing. What a nice process. I was listening to a lecture recently. Srila Prabhupada, he said, if you dance for Krishna, you become light. You become light. And your material existence is lifted. That's how you become light. With material existence, we're heavy. The modes of nature, they're heavy. He said, but if you dance for Krishna, you become light. You become free of the modes of material nature. And you develop your love for Krishna. When I heard Prabhupada say that on this tape, I thought, from now on, I'm a dancer. I mean, I danced. I was already dancing some. But when I heard that, I thought, whoa. See, Prabhupada, he gives us hints sometimes. Actually, quite often. He gives us hints on how we can advance very nicely in Krishna consciousness. So he's given another hint here. Dance for Krishna. There was one devotee in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who would dance for 3 days constantly. Anybody know who that is? Bhakreshwar Pandit. Imagine that, 3 days. If we dance for 10 minutes, we're tired. Right? 3 days. And I think it was him who said, if I had another Bhakreshwar Pandit, I could fly like a bird. So Lord Chaitanya is very pleased by this dancing. Krishna is very pleased by this dancing. And we get purified. It's nice. It's nice to dance. So here in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada, he speaks a little bit about the materialistic scientist. The speculation, the theories of the materialistic scientists. They have this theory that there was a chunk. And Prabhupada would challenge, oh, and where did the chunk come from? They don't know. And from this chunk, it expanded. And it's called the Big Bang. The Big Bang Theory. And this happened 17 billion years ago. I mean, I don't know how they figured that out. Why not 20 billion or 10 billion? I mean, so much speculation. But science means observable evidence. Isn't it? Science means observable evidence. If you can't see it, then it doesn't exist. Right? Therefore, they say there's no God, there's no soul. We can't see God, we can't see the soul, it doesn't exist. But they haven't seen this chunk that happened, apparently. Right? No one saw the chunk. It happened 17 billion years ago, apparently. Can any scientist observe such a speculation? Huh? No. It's just total speculation. The whole thing also with the evolution theory. It happened, what do they say now? How many years ago did they say that through this change from the monkey to the human, you know, many hundreds of thousands of years ago? It's not observable. No observable evidence. Sure, they have some bones. They have monkey bones and they have human bones, but the monkeys are still here. The monkeys are still here. It's not that they evolved from the monkey to the human beings. No, monkeys are still here. The gorillas are still here. The human beings were here. So it's just total speculation. You know, they have this missing link. So Prabhupada, speaking about the rascal material scientists, in reference to them. He said, the missing link is my boot on your head. That was Prabhupada's understanding of what the missing link is. So much cheating. And because of these rascals, there's so much atheism now. They're thinking that it's not created by God. So no, it's completely logical that it's created by God, because we see so much organization. Just like imagine if on this, here in this area here, we put a huge pile of wood. You put some sinks in there, you put some wire in there, you put some toilets in there, and under it, you put a huge pile of dynamite. And you blow it up. And it goes flying into the air 300 meters. And when it lands into a beautiful temple. What are the chances? Huh? What are the chances? No, billions. There's no possibility of that happening. But here, we see so much organization. So much organization. The sun rising exactly on time, at a particular time, going down at a particular time, the moon, the stars, so much organization, people, these bodies, they're like a universe in themselves. So complex. So complex. Everything, it's like the trees. You put an apple seed in the ground, and an apple tree comes up and produces hundreds of apples for years, for decades. I mean, that's pretty incredible technology. Yeah. We take it for granted, but that's incredible technology. Yeah. Amazing. So to think that all this organization, just by chance, is just ridiculous. But big, big, intelligent people that are accepting this as truth. But still, even though they... I'll give you an example. I was at a university one time. And I have the changing bodies exhibit displayed at my table. And one student came by and said, what's this about here? Well, I said, this is reincarnation. Oh, it's not evolution. No. Evolution is a theory. Theory? Evolution is as much a theory as gravity. I said, no. If it was a fact, then still, within society, why would they call it the evolution theory? It's still a theory. Even amongst the big scientists, if it was a fact, then they would change. Just like we have the law of karma, we have the law of gravity. It would be called the law of evolution. Why haven't they changed it? It's not a fact, it's a theory. And the Big Bang theory, they accept it as fact. You have to study it in the universities. Here also in India? Yeah? You have to study this. The evolution theory, the Big Bang theory. And you got to get good grades, otherwise you fail. But it's speculation. It's amazing. So much speculation. But we're very fortunate because we have better evidence than our imperfect mind. Shruti pratyaksam aityam anumanam chatushtayam. There's four evidences by which one can understand the temporary nature, the flickering nature of this world. But the best is Shruti. Shruti explains how this world is created. Krishna is the creator. There's an intelligence, very, very intelligent person behind this creation. At the UCLA University, there's one person there. He's apparently the most intelligent person on the planet. He's got an IQ of 220. The average person has an IQ of maybe between something like 115, 130 maybe. 220. Very intelligent. But imagine Krishna's IQ. He's never made a mistake. So this is Krishna, very, very intelligent. He knows everything. Vedaham samachityani vartamanani chajami bhavishyami chabutani mantaveda nakashtanaha. He says, I know everything that's happened in the past. That's a lot. He knows everything that's happening everywhere in every universe. That's a lot also. And he knows everything that's going to happen in the future. That's God. Very, very, very intelligent. Yeah. So, it behooves us to try to understand Krishna and surrender to him. Of course, we can't understand Krishna completely. He's unlimited. He's the greatest of the great. But we can at least understand him enough so that we can surrender to him. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vidita tikvadyam punarjam naityamam tiswadyam. One who understands the transformation of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving his body, take his birth again in this material world. So we should utilize our time very, very strictly. There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, samsara kupe patitam visayera musiteksinam grastam kala hinatmanam konyas kratum hushra. The intelligence of the living entity is stolen away by the activities of sense gratification. And in this condition, the living entity falls down into the well of repeated birth and death. And within that well, one is seized by the deadly serpent of time. And who but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can save one from such a predicament? So, the living entity is caught in this cycle of birth and death. Right? But the human form of life, it's a loophole on how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. And the way to get out is to utilize our time very, very carefully. Many times Srila Prabhupada said, don't waste time. Don't waste time. If you have some time, read. Do service. Don't waste time. Chanaka Pandit says that one cannot buy back one moment, one second of time, even with all the wealth in the world, not one second. So I was thinking about this and I calculated how many seconds are there in a day? There's 86,400 seconds in a day. It's a lot of seconds. Of course, about a quarter of those seconds, about 20,000 of those seconds are used for sleep. We've got to rejuvenate. So there's about 60,000 seconds left. So we've got to carefully use each one of those seconds in the service of Krishna. Remembering Krishna, serving Krishna. Smarta vyas taratung Vishnur Vishnur tavina jatrakshya. These are the most important instructions. Always remember Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. So if we utilize these seconds properly, then Krishna will be pleased. And there'll be 1 second that he gives us pure devotional service. That's the moment we're hankering for. That 1 second, Krishna becomes pleased. All right, you surrendered. Here, pure devotional service. That's what we're praying for. Thank you very much. Is there any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone is just now coming. No, microphone is coming.
Thank you very much. You mentioned a passage from some Shastra where it says that one cannot have any other attachment if one wants to qualify for pure devotional service. So does it mean that in Krishna consciousness, only single people can attain that level of perfection?
Only what? Single? Did you say single?
Single people, yeah. Obviously, we associate the word attachment with attachment maybe to the opposite sex, or whether single people have some kind of advantage to get the process to service.
Well, no, it's not. Pure devotional service is not only for those that are single. They don't have a monopoly on pure devotional service. So many devotees, half of the of the Mahajans, they were householders. Half of them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such a great Vaishnava. No. Householders also, they can become pure devotees, sure. But of course, Prabhupada said it's easier if you're single. He said household life means extra baggage, more opportunity for distraction. But no, I know many, many, many very advanced householders in our society. Right here in Vrindavan, so many very elevated devotees. Jayananda, he was a householder. He's our ISKCON saint. So, no, it's not only for those who are single. Any other question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone is just now coming.
Yes, Lord is
It's working.
Yeah. So, he guided the devotees just like he was guiding Arjuna. Arjuna don't want to fight. But he is guiding him, and after getting the guidance, then he is fighting. So similarly, we devotees, we are so much in the material world, we are attaching so many other things. So he is keeping on us guiding, and we are listening in instruction, and we are still in the movement and following the instruction whatever he is giving us.
Yes, we want to be guided. Arjuna was guided by Krishna. So we also want to be guided by Krishna. And the Bhagavad Gita, a very good guide. One time one Indian man said, Prabhupada, Arjuna was so fortunate because Krishna, he spoke personally the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And Prabhupada said, no, you read Bhagavad Gita, it's just like Krishna is standing right there speaking to you. Bhagavad Gita. No difference. So we also have that wonderful guidance by Krishna. Anything else? Yes, Guru. We got to get a new mic on that thing.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Just a small curiosity in the past time that you spoke about when Krishna's friend said that if you go and have Vishadam, we will never play with you again.
Yeah.
So just curious, because Krishna satisfies his devotees. How did he satisfy
them? Well, he did go and honor Prasadam with Nanda Maharaj, so he did leave the boys. But the boys, they're very attached to Krishna, so even though there was that little friction, transcendental disappointment that Krishna gave to the boys, they very warmly accepted Krishna again in their playful activities. they're very attached to Krishna. So that was just a way to try to get Krishna to come back. And it didn't work, but it was okay afterwards. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.